Ramble.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey everyone, this podcast was filmed Wednesday morning before everything that went down at the Capitol happened, so keep that in mind. Hopefully this can be a nice little break from you from the chaos of yesterday. Enjoy.
Start at 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year! Woo! Welcome to the tripod. New Year, same us, same bullshit. Hey, how's it going?
I play a melodica that I got for Christmas 2 Christmases ago.
You got your favorite buddies in the world assembled again on Zoom for another rousing year of podcast listening. What's up? I'm Zach. Down below me, you got Eugene.
Hello.
Is that Keith I see?
I'm here. Here I am.
Oh my goodness. And Miles, is that you?
It's me, Zach.
Happy 2021. You know, guys, we got a lot to talk about on the podcast today. New Year's stuff, a little happy Miles life update, yeah. A fun video project we filmed. But I want to start with the idea of Happy New Year. This year, do I have to say it to people?
I get that, but I think it's important to start the year with optimism because it's so unlikely that it gets better. In general, like the years, like if we've looked at last year, like 20, we were like 2019 was so bad, but 2020, yeah. But like if we didn't start January with optimism, we would only be morose. So let us get 3 to 6 weeks of this one's going to be the one before we decide it's not.
Very interesting, Keith. Eugene, counterpoint?
No, I don't have a counterpoint. I think that, Georgia state runoffs, that started the year off real well. Thank you to everyone, especially if you're listening in Atlanta or in Georgia. Mm-hmm. But I think that that's certainly a good mentality to go into any new year. Because much like life, you're just like slowly walking towards death, so you might as well be looking up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think you're right.
That's true.
Everything's dragging you down. So if you keep your eyes trained upward, you just sort of make the inevitable a little less harsh.
Well, shit, I'm the grumpy grump.
We got vaccines coming out this year. We got the vaccine rollout. It's going to be the most anticipated film of the year.
I'm very excited to see how it does at the box office. Yeah. Oh,
I think it's going to have really good numbers.
Speaking of the vaccine... Zach, do you want to share a little something with the audience and a little tripod exclusive?
Oh, I do. I'd be thrilled. Also, Maggie got her first dose of the vaccine. Very exciting. So it's starting. Wow. It's real. It's happening. But I teased on Twitter the other day that I got to Zoom with my celebrity crush. I misspoke. I should have said that we got to Zoom with our celebrity crush. There were many wonderful guesses. A lot of people thought I talked to Judi Dench. Even more thought that we talked to Keith, which is true. He was there. He is our crush. There. But we got to talk to the man of the year, one of our favorite people, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
All right.
It was just so cool. We got to interview him about the vaccine and specifically trying to debunk some very common vaccine misinformation and insidious rumors. But it was just such a treat to talk to this guy. And we were, I mean, tell me if you guys feel the same way. I was so nervous with giddy energy. I've never been so anxious to meet somebody. It was like, oh my God, I felt like I was meeting Beyonce.
It was a high pressure, you know, we had only a little bit of time. Mm. We had to be prepared. He's a serious guy. He's a nice guy. He's, you know, he's an important man. You don't want to waste his time.
Yeah.
So it was very, it was like the most important date. If you know, I imagine it's like meeting the queen.
Ooh.
You know, yeah. Just someone so important who rules over so much that's important right now. Like right now, Fauci, he's like the queen of America.
With a thick Brooklyn accent.
He's also really nice, yeah.
It felt more like a job interview for me.
Right, yeah, I guess you're right.
Because, you know, we typically go into interviews with experts just sort of shooting the shit. And with him, there was, we have an incredible person on research on our team, and that was the most we had ever prepared for an interview, I think, in recent times. Like, that was really like walking into to get hired at Google.
Shout out to Zoe, who works with us. She prepared a 78-page document that I received over Christmas break. And I'm like, are you, what, in what world am I going to be able to read all of this? We tried to read as much of it as we could. But so we had this shared Google Doc with all the questions that we wanted to ask. But we were told, hey, guys, you have 15 minutes, okay? Like, tight 15. And then he was doing all these other interviews. And so he was running late. So we're like, how much time do we have? I don't even know. So we also, Zoe, she analyzed his previous interviews and said that he averages about, you know, 65 to 90 seconds per answer or something like that. So I'm guessing that you're going to have time for 8 questions. The hardest we tried, we narrowed it down to 16. So we're like, it's like, okay, I don't know how much time we have. I have a timer running the entire time. We're all in a Google Doc together, typing in real time, like, no, fuck that question. No, move on. Okay, Keith, you take this question. And it was so, I'm very impressed with us. We did a great job. I mean, kudos all around, but fuck, it was stressful.
Were you able to make him like giggle a little, or was he fully serious the whole time?
We got a couple giggles out of him. Yeah, it was good. It was because some of the nature of the questions were like conspiracy theory questions. So I think we asked some of those questions in funny ways to let him know that we didn't think those things. You know, it's like, we got 15 minutes. By the way, this is not my question. Yeah. not my question.
Now, Keith, this question was assigned to you, so it was not your question. However, he said of your question, what?
It was the worst question he could ask. It's like the worst question you could ask.
It was or the worst of the dumbest thing, yeah.
Quite a superlative.
It was wonderful. So yeah, look forward to that. We're hoping to get it up this Saturday. It was such a cool treat to be able to talk to him.
But definitely shout out to Zoe. She was our researcher for this video, as well as our Biden and voting videos last year. And she also helped out majorly on the Keith's Review of 2020, which was sort of the talk show-esque video that came out on the 2nd. So she's awesome, and hopefully we'll be able to utilize her more for more cool projects like that.
Hold on second. Bowie, you are chewing so loud on that whatever rubber toy. Can you, Bowie, go to your place. Please, for the love of God. You are so distracting.
Speaking of dogs, my dog's getting big.
He looks huge already.
He's big.
Yeah, we got him and he was like 10 pounds and now he is like almost 40 pounds. So
he's bigger than Bowie already.
He's bigger than Bowie for sure. Yeah, he's going to be fucking huge. And it's now fun to have him. Spoiler alert, puppies aren't that fun to have. No, they're pretty annoying. They're like cute and then you just like, they want, you know, it's annoying to have. And now he's like fun and he's a dog a little bit more, and that's good to have.
Wait until they get lazy.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's my dream. Yeah.
Well, Miles, the spotlight's on you already. Why don't we share the biggest life update of the quarantine? No, what is it? The biggest life date of Christmas break.
Right. The Miles Nation has anointed a queen. I got engaged. The music. It's so funny.
Congratulations, Miles.
Thank you very much. That's right. I proposed to Sarah over Christmas. Woo!
More like about time. Come on.
Yeah, it's funny because like no one was surprised at all. It's something that she's been asking for since week one. So it's good that we finally went ahead and did it. It was very exciting. Yeah, I did it on Christmas. Not like a huge fan. I told a friend that. And they were like, what are you, a huge fan of Christmas or something? I was like, no, I don't know.
Miles stands Christmas. You're such a simp for Christmas.
So simp. But yeah. So
we don't know how you did it, Miles.
I know. This is iPod exclusive. Yeah.
Withheld asking because I wanted the people to know at the same time as us so that we could, right. Not hide our reaction.
And I will say, I did, like, I know that, Zach, you had photos taken of the time. And yeah. I did it at home. And I set up like this whole thing, but this jump into the end of the story first. I set up my phone to take a video of it. And we tried to start watching it and it was so embarrassing. Because I'm not nervous. Yeah. I'm just like being really sweet and she's crying. And we were like, we can't watch this. This is way
too. You just got to pull some stills.
Yeah, right. It was like, this is what not.
I got a video idea for the channel. The Try Guys review Miles's proposal.
I don't even know. I'd be so embarrassed. It's like, we showed it to our best friend, Kendall, also a roommate, but we showed it to her because she was like, I really want to see it. And I was like, I don't know if I can see it. We sent it to her and she was just like, that was so beautiful. She sent us like a picture of her crying and stuff. I don't know if I can watch it, but it would be funny if you reviewed it. You like circle it like a football play. You're like, all right, on over here, and Sarah comes with a cry. But essentially what I did was Christmas morning rolls around. I've had the ring for like a month and a half or something like that. And
did you use code TryGuys at checkout?
Yeah, I used code. Okay, on TryGuys.com, okay. You can get my engagement ring. but so essentially, it was Christmas, and I knew I was going to do it like in the evening. And so in the morning, we're unwrapping presents and stuff, and we unwrap, all our presents or whatever. And Sarah kind of like jokingly is like, wow, well, Christmas would have been a great time to get engaged, but. Guess not, like kind of joking at me. And I was like, oh yeah, totally. And then later in the day, I had bought like a ton of Christmas lights, like sort of the twinkly ones. I told a friend of ours to text her that there were expensive packages at their house and they're out of town. So Sarah goes to their house. I get Sarah to dress up. I'm like, we're gonna do a fancy Christmas photo shoot. Sarah dresses up fancy Christmas. We take photos outside, they're cute. But I was like, this is cute in the front yard, sundown or whatever. And then the friend's like, I have really expensive stuff in front of my house. Can you go get it? So Sarah's in her fancy garb. She leaves, goes to get the packages. Meanwhile, I'm unboxing. I'm in a full panic sweat.
You're in a Santa suit, right? When you propose to her?
Yeah, of course.
That's what I'm
dressed up like sort of Jesus meets Santa to propose. And I'm like unboxing all these Christmas lights and like furiously putting them out because I have like 15 minutes or something.
Where's Kendall?
Kendall is in and her family's in Colorado. So she's gone. She's out of the house. So we're alone in the house.
Okay.
I turn off all the lights in the house and Birdie is asleep. Our dog is asleep in the living room.
And he didn't help at all.
He didn't even fucking help at all. Dick. So I like kind of make like a little runway down the hallway and then put up lights all in our room. So it's like really glowy and kind of cute and stuff like that. And like they're on the ceiling and they're on the floor. They're everywhere. And then she comes home and then she was like, oh, like someone's about to call. And I was like, I think you're going to want to hold the call. And then she was wearing, actually, this seems like I'm making this up for this, but she was wearing her fancy garb and she was wearing a Try Guys hoodie over it. Because it was cold. So she was like, let me put on the Try Guys hoodie before she left. So I was like, you're going to want to take off the hoodie. And so she took off the hoodie. And then I like, led her down the thing, led her in the hallway and brought her in the room. And she immediately started weeping because she's a big crier. And it was very sweet and wonderful.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations, Miles.
Thanks, Queen. I appreciate it.
I'm really surprised you didn't lead her to the bathtub.
Yeah, I let her I let her into the tub. I knelt her into
baptized her into your matrimony. Bath.
Imagine a bath bomb with a ring in the middle of it. So the bath bomb dissolves, revealing a diamond.
Wow, I bet that's a thing you could do.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be very
disappointed
good.
In you, Miles.
I
also,
know.
You deprived us of the greatest Try Guys ad ever. She was wearing the merch, Miles.
That would be super funny. Keep on the hoodie. We'll be able to sponsor this. Yeah, but very exciting, very sweet, very nice. Good end of the year.
Try Guys engagement line, merch to get proposed to in.
You meet her at the door and say, put on the sweatpants.
I say, put on the sweatpants as well, honey. You're going to want to wear the whole suit. It does. So, I mean, Zach, we're both fiancés now. I mean,
just a couple of fiancés hanging out, Miles.
Pretty nice. Pretty good feeling.
I don't know if we'll ever get to do it because of the pandemic, but a candid competition episode that Miles and I wanted to film was us testing honeymoon suites, but yes. It's because I want to find the best one for my fiance, I'm going to bring Miles to do it with me.
Of course. And,
and now you have a reason to do it as well, so maybe someday you and I can go test romantic honeymoon suites to pretend to be newlywed, and we'll find the best one where we can get all the free
you
stuff.
You at least can tell the hotel your fiancés.
Yeah.
We're not
you
lying.
Can't say this is right. My fiance. It's like, oh, we're fiancés. Yeah.
Well, and that's okay if I'm like,
you can
hey,
also say
fiance.
We're engaged because that's
I can
not
call
untrue.
You fiance.
That's true. Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Right, Miles, if I'm like, hey, fiance.
Yeah, I will respond to that publicly for sure. Yeah,
because you're someone's fiance.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, you can try all of the spaces. Holiday Inn, Days Inn.
Yeah. Comfort Suites.
Comfort Suites. What, do they have a honeymoon suite at Comfort Suites?
I don't know. I've stayed at almost every major hotel chain, by the way. I've stayed at like all of them from when I used to tour with improv, an improv group. So I've like stayed at all of them. I know the regional ones. I know what you get. I know which ones have like happy hours with food and booze in what states and when they don't. I know I can give you some tips on cheap hotels.
Review. Well, yeah, maybe we just take, I don't know. Yeah, never mind.
We'll do a jump and moan test to see if we get any complaints from the neighbors.
That's actually a good idea. We also booked the room next door. You moan as loud as possible and see if we can hear it.
That's where Keith and Eugene, you guys can be next door and you'll let us know how our lovemaking sounds.
But we'll be dressed like an old couple who are just got a timeshare nearby.
We'll be Phyllis and Gladys. We'll be two old ladies. We'll be old lady drag.
Phyllis, you hear that?
Yeah, Gladys, I'll be right
there. You're doing it again.
Well, I don't think they gave us one of the bags for the
ice
bucket.
Are they moving furniture?
Yeah. I don't know.
Furniture around here.
This bathroom doesn't have enough handles.
These two ladies are having very loud sex.
I think they're ladies.
I assume Miles and Zach moaning would be very, very, very feminine.
Right. Yeah. It
seems like I'm not a guttural moaner for sure.
Yeah. Ooh. I'd love to. Interesting. Explain. You're not a guttural moaner?
No, I'm not like a. I think I would probably go high. I like that both of you were undeniably Jewish in your old person.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, their names were Phyllis and Gladys. It felt right.
Oh, man, some of those places have real good tubs, too. I could do a whole, like, god damn.
But do you trust hotel honeymoon suite tubs?
I mean, it depends on how nice a hotel is. Well, and, like, you got to do the, you know, you got to do the scrub test. If you're getting in a tub and you're not at least sort of rinsing it, you know, come on.
Yeah, BYOB, bring your own bleach.
I bleached the tub before.
Tell me about this. You guys are all world travelers back when you could be. When you stay at an Airbnb that has a hot tub, do you trust the hot tub?
Hell yeah. You know, I assume part of my purchasing decision was the hot tub being there. So I got to take advantage of it. Now, I probably will shower after the hot tub. I'm not going to just like lightly towel off and put on clothes. I'll probably at least do a steamy hot rinse with some soap.
Do you, is that what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to take a shower?
You're supposed to bathe before a pool.
Who does
hot
that?
Tub, but nobody does. So you best do it after because you're getting other people's germs.
But it's hot. It kills the germs. No?
Well, it kills the germs that die in heat.
Oh.
The world's got a lot of adaptive qualities. There's a lot of things that can live. I don't know if you watch some of those nature documentaries. They find life in the most unlivable places on Earth. So I guarantee you there's some things that have evolved to live in a hot tub just fine.
It's also not boiling.
No, it just looks like it's boiling.
That's a good point. Because of the jets, it looks like it's boiling.
Well, it sounds like we should get back to Miles' special day.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I'm going to take your questions.
Special Miles podcast. So I think we should, I don't know, maybe do a, we warmed up with Fauci and now we have the most important audience, Miles Bonsignore, for his big day. So the three of us, maybe we should do a little Shark Tank, a little, little pitchy pitch, pitch him our best wedding planning idea.
Absolutely. And,
he could tell us which wedding he would go with.
Oh, this is good. Yeah, I like this. Yeah. Destination, not destination. Yeah, what's my essence and how do you put that with love?
Well, you already dropped the bath joke, so I feel like that's off the table. That was
Miles is so much more than a bath.
Is he?
I don't know.
I was lying. I was just lying. I don't know anything beyond bathtub.
I'm narrowing in a brand, and I do. I would love, if Lush is listening, I would love a partnership deal.
You know, I'm just thinking right now. I know some of our fans are very artistically talented. I would love to see Miles as a bathtub centaur. Like where the bottom half of his body is a bathtub and the top half is Miles.
So you
and
could
like
bathe
crawls
in him.
Around kind of like the hedonist robot in Futurama. Hedonism bot, I believe.
Oh, I like that. Nice.
I want a Miles version of that. Just as art to put up in the new office.
Oh, that would be a mural of me in the
unofficial
tub.
Contest right now. Bathtub Centaur Miles.
One of you will win a retweet from Keith.
Yeah,
just one.
Miles, you can pick your favorite, and then you'll pick also what Sarah's favorite pitch would be. So there's one shitty loser.
Absolutely, one shitty loser, or two shitty losers, depending.
I'll go first,
okay?
Because I know y'all are thinking.
Yeah.
So Miles, we're gonna open your wedding with executive produced by Shonda Rhimes.
Okay.
Like
now
that's the
we're
plaque.
Talking.
That's the plaque when you walk in. So the whole thing is on a hospital set.
Holy shit.
Yes. Now you and Sarah are Meredith and McDreamy, but y'all flip roles. So you're Meredith Grey, baby. That's right. And also, I will dress up as Christina Yang for you. So I'm going to be having fucking conniptions in a corner the entire time. So everyone's like in scrubs, but your entire like at the altar, you guys are performing in the OR. You guys are actually like on an open body. That's played by Keith.
There's a bomb in the pastor.
And there is a bomb inside of him. There's a bomb inside of Keith as he is what? Ordaining y'all. That's right.
Oh, and, my God.
Yep, at the very, very end, Sarah gets to perform a very dramatic death scene.
She dies on her wedding day. She would,
because it's big dreamy.
Yeah, that's true. Spoilers for season nine.
No, people should know by now. It's they been forever. It's been on since 1955.
Yeah, I'll say it has certainly. I'll say, Eugene, I'd be lying if I didn't think of me and you as Meredith and Christina.
Oh, we would just have like little asides while we sit in the hallway at night talking about all of the shit that happened at the hospital, but also in our private lives.
This is a tall order to top. And I'll say that tough. I get to operate on Keith's unconscious body as he officiates. Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I apparently am not invited. Also, huge.
Zach would be George O'Malley, probably.
Yeah, Zach's George O'Malley. So he you know, because then it's not all weird that Sarah does a death scene at the end. We have multiple death scenes through the entire service. So yeah, you got Zach starting it off. You got like McSteamy and Lexi in a plane crash. Okay, I'm just ruining everything for everybody.
Spoilers.
But
this happened 10
guys,
years ago.
Everyone dies in the show. Everyone literally dies. Yeah. So you can cast your friends.
Can I be the guy that goes through an elevator that is not there and I fall? Isn't that how someone died?
An elevator that's not there.
Didn't someone walk through an elevator and there was no elevator and he fell to his death?
Oh, totally possible. I mean, that happens. Possible. I feel like that happens all the time.
But
last time you see George's character is in a Izzy dream sequence and he's on an elevator. So not far off.
And I haven't seen the most recent season, but I want everybody to know that I am back into watching Grey's Anatomy. I'm now on the season that happened last year. I know a new season started, but I've gotten back into, it's made it back into the tub rotation. I took a break with all of
Thank you for that update, Miles.
Yeah, for sure.
And Miles, my last pitch is that because this is in Shondaland, it's a Shondaland wedding, the reception is Bridgerton themed.
Now we're talking. I mean, Shonda.
Oh, you going to get into it.
That is spicy. And I know that it's going to be spicy. It's going to be sexy. People are going to freaking hook up.
Oh, you have, it's a nasty Bridgerton reception. You go from scrubs into your petticoats and your waistcoats, and you're just like all up like fucking Victorian style.
Man, I don't know that it's going to be possible to top that, but I will do my darndest. Please. Have you ever wanted to get married? Well, if you're a little podcast gremlin, you're going to want to be under a bridge because that's where gremlins live. For the reception, I'm talking the finest fried egg on a cast iron skillet, you stinky little benches.
Yeah.
All of the audience is going to be the stinkiest little cuties. It's going to be streamed on Twitch, of course. And did I mention that we're actually not real people? It's an Animal Crossing. That's right. A wedding from the comfort of your own home. What else does Miles like? There's a mechanical keyboard and you type on it and say I do, thank you, good night.
Okay. Wow. All right, tall order, very good. Mechanical
everything
keyboard
I know
nice.
About you.
Yeah. Okay, I want to base my entire wedding pitch to you on one thing that happened in your life that is so funny to me. It never stops being funny every time I think about it. Okay, picture this. You and all of your wedding guests are meeting on this beautiful plane, but it's not a flat plane. It's a lightly inclined plane, and there's some nice barriers on each side. It sort of looks like a giant bowling alley, let's say, but it's just sort of like, whoa, this is so cool. Now, you and Sarah and whoever the officiant is are in a big inflatable raft at the front, and all of your wedding party and all of your guests are also all in little inflatable rafts. So everybody's in an inflatable raft sitting on the ground. Now, why is everybody in rafts? Well, my friends, it's because the world's largest above-ground pool is going to be right behind them. So everyone can see this big pool. And when they say, I do, and they say, you may kiss the bride, they'd kiss the bride. And then you say, you may slash the pool. And they'll take out a big knife, and they're going to slash the pool behind them, sending a giant tidal wave that carries all of us, the wedding party, straight down this beautiful inclined plane, straight to the reception. And what is the reception? Well, of course, it's a big-ass bathtub. And there's everybody's wrapped. baths was also filled with bath bombs. So as he hits the tub, the bath bombs fall out. They splash around. Everybody hops into the bath. And then things start getting hot. Everyone starts taking off all their clothes.
Holy shit.
Because it's a bathtub. And everyone's like, I guess I gotta get clean. So everybody's naked in the tub. Everybody's excited for them. And then the champagne starts raining down. And everybody was equipped with a funnel. So everybody sticks a funnel in their mouth. And the rain champagne goes into the funnel. So everybody's still able to sort of float and safely, and it's great. And then what happens? Well, everybody suddenly realizes they get an iPad on a stick floating down. Everybody's iPad lands, so it's safely out of the water. And of course, then instead of the show that you love so much, it's actually a recording of the very wedding you had a day before that Eugene orchestrated for you. So you were watching your own wedding in your new wedding in your giant tub with all of the wedding guests. This, of course, requires you to pick Eugene and Mai's wedding and only have Zach lose. Thank you very much.
That's my good pitch.
What's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of good offers out there for sure. I will say this. I actually think that obviously, you know, there can only be one loser.
I'm really good at losing, Miles. I'm ready for it.
And here's what I'll say, actually. My pick would be Eugene's pick. I love Grays. It's sexy. It's steamy. It's hot. It makes me horny. It, you know, it's good. You know, it's good to feel steamy and sexy when you're in the bath. And when it gets emotional, again, I've said this before, but you cry and the tears just wash away. So that's nice. But I will say this. Sarah does not and cannot watch Grey's Anatomy because it gives her so much medical anxiety that she cannot possibly, when it's on in the room, she's just like, please, just pause it. I can't. It makes me feel like I'm dying because like every single episode is someone's just like, I was totally fine, and now I'm dead. So how's that feel, audience? So she can't watch it. So Sarah would most certainly pick Keith's wedding. Now,
but Keith's wedding ends in Grey's Anatomy, Miles. It does. Therefore, it sounds like both of them are disqualified, and I am left.
She might be so drunk from the champagne funnels that she doesn't mind that.
Yeah, so you can look away like she does when I watch Grey's Anatomy.
Sarah loves eggs. Yeah. Okay, keep that in mind. Sarah, I was thinking about her.
She loves eggs. We're trying to do this thing. Keith, I'd love your advice on this, but we did borrow a sous vide from a neighbor because I saw something called a froached egg. That's right.
You poach it, then you fry it?
You sous vide the egg, and then you fry it. Wow. Getting the perfect egg that you're looking for.
I thought we had unlocked all egg technology.
Too much time for an egg.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, I know. It does seem like it does. We haven't done it yet. But
what else has he got to do?
So do you sous vide the eggs in the shells?
No. I don't know. I saw this on TikTok. There's no fucking... Well, actually...
Yeah, I assume you would. And I would imagine you crack the egg and fry it, and it's mostly cooked. So you just put it in the hottest pan imaginable. You fry it and take it right off.
And then the yolk is like sexy and buttery and good.
The whole yolk would be yellow. You don't have a bit of that like hard-boiled egg yolk at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Wow,
that
sounds good.
I think that's one of the things I'm looking forward to. But I'll say that, yeah, I mean, Grey's Anatomy, hot, tubs, hot. And honestly, Zach... Also a hot idea, you know, being under the bridge, being sort of dirty, sexy.
So hot.
It's intimate too. It's not everybody. It's just a couple people, you know. So I appreciate all of them. I think that those are all standout options.
The rafts could definitely go under the troll bridge, you know, the gremlin, you know, like it could definitely be a part of it. You can wave to the Miles side of the family. And
I agree. And I'll say this actually on a tub date. That's tub update for those who
update.
Update. A tub date. Yesterday, I understand the implications of this. I took my bath at noon yesterday.
Uh-oh.
On a work day.
Yeah, I understand.
Huh? Clock?
Actually, no, it wasn't yesterday. It was Monday.
Okay, still a work day.
Yeah, the work still day.
Still a work day. Yeah, yeah. Sure, does it? Yep. So I took my bath in the middle of the day. And it's because I thought, you know, I deserve this. I'm taking a tub. sort of midday, and then I'll do my work.
You worked so hard over Christmas break. You deserved a nice.
I felt like in the middle of the day, I deserve a tub, and then I'll edit. You can sit with us after. And honestly, huge. Middle of the day bath. I'm like, oh man, I'm usually waiting till the end of the day to relax. But if I relax in the middle of the day, it turns the whole day around. And then it made editing the podcast.
Whenever I start to relax in the middle of the day, that just means that's the beginning of the relaxing part of the day. I can't go back. I'm like, well, that's it. We did it. I guess I'll have some weed and I'll eat some food and watch TV. I guess work is done. I've started relaxing.
It was disorienting for sure. It was a test. It was sort of a test experiment, but
I can relate in a way. What I've started doing is shifting the time that I do yoga or exercise to the middle of the day. Because I used to start my day with it, but I find that when I wake up, like, my brain's fertile, so I want to get some work done. And honestly, my body gets all achy and cranky from being hunched over a computer. So putting that around like my lunch break, I find is actually quite nice. And then I'm reinvigorated to get back to work.
I'm going to work out right after this. Mostly mine is because Becky and I work out outside and it's too cold outside. So it's been easier to wait until like 11 when the sun's out. It's warm. Feel good. Do a little rowing.
You
know,
speaking of, I would love if you guys would share your New Year's resolutions for the year. You know, what have you got going on? What are you trying to do? Is it exercise? Is it wanting to do a backflip? Is it wanting to learn how to cook a delicious...
Not do a backflip. That would be how I die. I don't know. Yeah. It's too late.
Or too big.
I know that some people can learn gymnastics after 30. I don't think most can. And I don't think most should. It's dangerous. I went on a hike this weekend, and on Saturday, and I'm sore. I'm still sore.
4 days.
So I don't think I need to be flipping. I think I like lightly injured my foot somehow. I feel like I sprained a tiny muscle in between my toe knuckles. It's a very weird place to feel pain, but every so often I go, "Ooh, what's going on in there?" I don't know what my resolution is. I'm trying to be healthier. I'm trying to be stronger. I'm trying to work out not to be like skinny or fit, just to feel like healthier and stronger in that way. So, you know, Becky and I did a lot of good working out between like Thanksgiving and maybe the week before Christmas. Then we kind of stopped. And then now today we're back in. Today is the day one. We're trying to do three times a week at least. You know, just get some, you know, feel stronger, feel healthier, eat a little healthier. But still, I'm still of the mind that eating is one of the few joys we have left. So I'm still going to like make a brisket if I can. I'm still going to do some like fun meat, some things that are not good for me, but give me joy.
I was inspired by your beef eating, and I made steak. Well, I got excited. On New Year's Eve, we made a rib roast. And,
oh, hell yeah.
Which is really good. But I found that it was really good. But I would say the next night on Christmas, we made ribeyes. And I was like, I think that's my preferred method is ribeyes over a rib roast.
Yeah, what you really got to do is you make the rib roast and you eat the outsides of the rib roast and you keep the center of the rib roast for the next day. And then you sear those on the grill and you have ribeyes, but it'll be very perfectly done. You had to let it rest on the counter for like an hour. So you bring it up to room temperature before you sear it. Otherwise it will be weird. It'll be a little too cold on the inside. Your steak will actually be cold on the plate. You don't want that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I love grilling. Did a lot of grilling, over the break. Felt good. And we're lucky in California where, you know, in the middle of the day, it's very nice. So you just go out, hang out outside, feels good. And but I don't really have, I want to learn some more instruments. I don't know if that'll actually happen, but I've been like really interested in buying a trombone.
Eugene, what are your big goals for this year?
I mean, you know, I'm just going to skip over all the serious, like professional ones because those are boring. Yeah. And I'll say some fun ones.
Fun ones.
I think I want to be nicer to nice people.
That's cool.
And I want to be meaner to mean people.
That's a balance right there.
I just, you know, I feel like it's a good thing to try to be kind and share kindness. But I think there's a caveat, especially if you exist in today's world and social media. Mm-hmm. And if someone's being awful or racist or sexist or homophobic, I'm going to let them know.
Now, Eugene, they say that the best resolutions are ones that are measurable. So how are you going to measure the kindness meter and the clap back meter?
By how much the kind person smiles and the mean person cries.
Okay. Wow. So we need more tears and bigger grins.
Yeah. That's right. I think I want to, what's another fun one? I think I want to like stretch more and learn how to do the splits on the other side.
Ooh,
that's cool.
That would be hard, you know? I think I want to like take a bath one time.
Maybe try it.
You guys keep talking about it. It's good.
You have a good bathtub.
I haven't taken a bath. It's completely large. I haven't taken a bath in years, gentlemen. Years.
Well, Eugene, I don't know if you saw, I got a little Christmas gift for you guys and I had them on the office at your desk. You probably haven't seen them yet. But I gave you some bath supplies.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I got them.
There was a bath bomb in there. There was a little candle and there was some Epsom salts.
Miles, are we sure that those are safe? Because those all sound like things that our little dastardly rat might get into.
He'll die if he eats those, though. That's good for the rat to get into.
That's true.
I want my bath supplies. I don't want to use it as rat poison. Day.
I had to drop something off at the office. So I got mine. Becky quickly took everything as the resident bath taker in our household.
Yeah, maybe the next tripod will be everyone from their bathtubs.
Bath pod. Guys, what the fuck are we doing? Ned would never say yes to that. He's not here. This was our shot.
Bath pod.
So funny.
Bath pod. All right,
just
next time.
Splashing.
This year, that's my resolution, is that this year we're making a bath pod.
I mean, it's possible. That sounds funny.
It's totally possible. Yeah.
It's measurable. It might be the 1 week that it's just me and Miles. Maybe. Who knows? It'll happen.
Yeah. It sounds like we also promised the perfect fried egg pod. We didn't deliver on that yet. So we might as well be frying eggs in the bathtubs, just combine the two.
Just double up.
Just eating fried eggs while bathing.
Maybe it will be when the pandemic's over, and it will be you two taking baths, Eugene and Zach, and Miles and I competing, and we bring you eggs in the turb, and then you tell us who did the best egg turb, and if I win, Miles can never take a bath again.
No.
If Miles wins.
Stakes are too high.
I have to take a bath every day.
That's huge. And now, Keith, that I know your secret egg technique, I can try to perfect it. Because you taught me how to do eggs now.
Showed your cards.
Yeah. And now I know.
Sometimes you undercook your eggs. Sometimes you overcook your eggs. But most of the time that way, it's always going to be delicious.
Yeah, guys, the amount we talk about eggs and baths on this podcast, we might as well just dedicate one entire podcast to both and just get it out of our systems.
Oh, I think it'll always be in our systems, but I do agree to do one dedicated. I don't mean to be a little bit of a downer. So I'm a huge resolution guy. I do it actually twice a year, maybe sometimes three times. I do it for the Jewish New Year. I do it for New Year's, and I do it on my birthday. Like, I love reflecting. This is the first New Year's that I did not actually do anything. I didn't really make a list, and I think it's just because, like, everything kind of seems the same. But what I have been thinking about, which is not measurable, is just the idea of settling into yourself. And I don't like the word settling down, because I think that has a negative connotation, but trying to appreciate what you have and not waiting for that thing in the future that's going to make it better, not waiting for that creative project you're going to make, or that next apartment or house you're going to get, or for the pandemic to be over, to look around at what I have now, to be appreciative for it, and to make it the best that it can be. I have this really nasty habit of having, you know, the unfinished room in my house, or my home office. Guys, we've been in a pandemic for 18 years, and my home office is still a goddamn war zone. Like, what am I waiting for? So I want to just try and live in the now and make this every moment the best that it is. That's I think, the energy intention I have for this year. But a thought Since I didn't actually really make ones, maybe we can all make one for each other. A suggested one.
I think that's so
kind of defeats the purpose of what a resolution is.
I'll
that's a critique.
Start.
That's one thing you could be better at.
Yeah, hit me. This is what I want.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what? I will say that it's something that my brother and sister-in-law do a lot. They hike like all the time. They just go on like hikes, and we went on some hikes with them in New Mexico. And like,
so which good, of us like, needs to do that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think everybody should go on like a 6 mile hike. It seems like that's going to be too long, but you bring some water, you bring some food, you like find a nice one, you go out, you hike, you do like a loop or an out and back. Those are the two main different ones. But it's like you get to the end, you have a nice little lunch, you go somewhere. Most hikes have like a point that's really pretty, and the whole time it's kind of really pretty. And it's a good workout, and it makes you feel good, and you don't encounter a lot of people. Typically, there are some popular hiking trails in LA, so I try to avoid those. But for the most part, it's just a really great, fun workout. You connect with nature. It's beautiful. You know, it's if you're in a part of the country that can go hiking, go hiking!
Everyone in LA goes to Runyon, and there's so many other hiking. And I'm not going to tell you my favorite, but I have like it's in the middle of everything, and it somehow seems like a total secret, and no one's there. I'm not going to tell you, but you can find it. Just open up your goddamn map.
You should
find
tell me.
I'll tell you.
You should tell me.
Here's my resolution for you, Keith. I would like you to cook me more meals. Once a month, baby, I want you to cook me one meal. I'm remembering this time that you cooked us all a Korean barbecue dinner. It was super dope. I loved it. Yeah. Do it again. I want to eat.
I mean, I certainly the thing that gives me the most joy is cooking for like a lot of people. I used
there
to
you
love
go.
Thanksgiving because it's like, it's just so fun. It's a good gift to give your friends. And it's like, I don't know. It's very fun. And I wish I could do more.
But one a month, soon. Baby. That's all. That's we're starting nice and achievable. You can drop it off at my door, whatever you need to do. That's Eugene, my resolution for you. I'd like to see you voluntarily give one of us a hug once a month. I want you to step out of that body comfort zone. It's a suggestion. I want to see your face light up as you grab Keith and or Ned and or Miles and or me in an embrace of love.
So would you be mad if it's always Miles?
I would be delighted.
I would be honored to take the hug, your honor.
But only if I'm dressed as Sandra Oh and he's Ellen Pompeo.
I mean, that is, I would be lying if I said that wasn't a fever dream I've had.
Oh, yeah. Where is this going to happen one day, Miles? When you least suspect it.
We stand. But I will say, Zach, my resolution for you is to bring back Candid Competition.
Okay.
That is my resolution for you. Eugene, resolution for you. I want to start seeing you do live commentary over things you don't understand. Like, just sort of calling from the sidelines of things that you have no expertise in. I like to see that.
Just start duetting TikTok videos without watching them first.
Yeah, exactly. Just being like, okay, this is good and all right with the right hook. And Keith, I'd like to see you dance. Do more dancing. I'd like to see you just do more dancing. You're not that you are bad at dancing, but I want to see more of it.
I'd love to dance.
Yeah.
And we love to see it.
We love to see the dance.
I love to dance. Dancing is fun.
I'm surprised that your resolution for me, Miles, wasn't to pack on LBs like a ripped Timothy Chalamet.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, sorry. That's secondary. I would like to see you put on 70 pounds of muscle.
And
just sort of see what that looks like on your frame. I think that'd be really
all on
good.
Your torso and arms. Nothing to the
legs. I was thinking all my back.
Yeah, if you had a shredded back.
That's it.
Crazy.
And that's really what I need more than anything.
Yeah, it's
right. Do you guys see the new Bachelor? His back is hot. He's got a hot back.
I did watch the new Bachelor. I do watch the Bachelor. I
we
like
don't need
the
to get into it too much.
More
but,
than the Bachelor.
Oh, you're crazy. You're wrong.
I like the Bachelorette more than the Bachelor.
Strong disagree.
But I like both. And I, you know, when I say I like them, I mean it's on. And I'm sort of paying attention. And I'm very upset sometimes when they're too callous and mean. I'm like, where are these people coming from? These people are so mean. But there's always some like gems in there, especially in the first few episodes. They don't win, but there's always a real funny character who's just a laugh a minute, and it's some good viewing. And that person, they should get famous on it, not the mean ones. The mean ones always get famous. I'm like, why are the mean ones getting famous? I don't like
this. But what about those back muscles, though?
He was strong. He was hot and strong. He's hot and strong.
Pretty what hard. About you guys? You got any resolutions for us?
Sure. Okay, Miles, learn how to talk to ghosts. Zach, grow 7 inches. You can decide where. And Keith, I think that you should
sprout out.
Yeah, figure out if there is alien life.
Ooh. Oh, I think. I would love that. I would love to go to space, y'all. Can that be my New Year's resolution?
That's cool.
I think we can get there. I'm 33. Mm-hmm. Maybe by the time I'm 55, because I wouldn't want to go too much later than my mid-50s, because I imagine that what space does to your body is pretty detrimental to old age. But I would love the opportunity just to even scratch the surface of the outer surface of our atmosphere. You know, I want to get up to where I could look out the window and on top is darkness and bottom it's blue. You know, at least that. I don't expect to see the marble in all its glory, but I do I want to get out there where I'm like, oh, I'm a little light, like the gravity's weaker, like not gone, but weaker.
Keith, we've talked about this for so long, and you are right. Like, the Try Guys Go to Space is our ultimate bucket list dream video. Yeah. It's fucking possible. We budgeted it out once when we were at BuzzFeed. We budgeted it out.
Yeah.
We can do it, and you know what? Fuck yeah. Let's just do it.
There are, like, I know there's gonna, SpaceX is doing it soon. There's gonna be commercial space flights, and I want on it. I know it's gonna cost a fortune. I'm gonna make a GoFundMe, a Kickstarter.
Like, what's it gonna
you
cost?
You guys
want to
see
our money?
Space, right? You want to see space?
Just gonna cost all our money to do it? Sure, fine, whatever. Who needs? Worth you know it. What? Keith's gonna be cooking me meals anyway.
Yeah, it's gonna be fine.
We have a Patreon. That's what it's for.
So, so every so often I get back in and I watch documentaries about flat earthers, and it's so hilariously depressing. The space thing made me think it, but I do think that would make it really easy to convince people. You know, if civilians could go to space, then you'd be like, oh yeah, no, they're right. Yeah, it's round, it's a globe.
Did you guys watch the Challenger documentary?
No, I didn't watch that one yet.
Yeah, that was very sad. But
yeah, well,
people started losing interest in space after the space race. So the whole purpose of putting the teacher in space was to get the public interest back up. So it was like a nationwide search for a citizen to go up. But because of the disaster, it completely like dismantled this idea in the 80s that you could send an average person up in space. But if that was successful, we could have had SpaceX style missions way, way earlier than we are now. It's really interesting. Yeah.
I talked to this, this was a couple, maybe like 3 or 4 years ago, but I was on a party in New York, in Brooklyn. There was a girl and she was smoking a joint and I was like, oh, hey, what's up? Like, I'm Miles. I'm like friends with whoever was at the party. And she was started telling me about what she does, and she was a private space contractor for NASA. And what she did was she designed modules for ships that feed the International Space Station. So it was like, if the International Space Station needs stuff, they like design modules for how to get there and stuff like that. And she started telling me what she does, and she was just like, oh yeah, within 30 to 40 years, we'll have a base on Mars or the moon. And me and my friends always debate on Mars or the moon. She's like, I'm a moon person myself. And I was like, is this like... I was like, is this like fantasy? Is this like a real? And she's like, oh, no. Like, we'll have a base on one of those places. We just aren't sure which one and which one's beneficial. And she was like, the reason originally, like Eugene was saying, the space race was to get into space. And now the race is to get to Mars, because it's just showing political power, like where you can get. And she was also like, initially also, space was something that just like white men were in charge of. And now it's like women and a lot of people of color who are helping people us get into space. And it's like they think of it more of as like explorers and adventurers, and like their heroes are like people like Lewis and Clark and like people who traveled.
Yeah, do you know how bad that would reflect on the human race if you just sent a bunch of white dudes to colonize the planets? Like, have we learned nothing? Have we learned nothing?
Exactly.
You know what I want to do? I just want to do that thing, the NASA training, where you spin around so fast. It looks like the greatest theme park ride of all time. Oh, my God.
One. The one that's many wheels.
Up.
Yeah. There's the spinny one, the wheely one. There's
that's one of my like few superpowers is that I can withstand being whipped around. Well, my body can't, but my brain can. Like, yeah, you
can't.
No. But you know the theme park ride where like you just the centrifugal force, you go around so fast that you like suck to the wall. Like there's some people Gravitron. Like, oh, I can't do that. Oh, it's too fast. Nah, man, I could stay on there for 7 hours, eat my lunch and my dinner, have a little pail to pee in. I could never leave. I would be so happy.
I do like this.
Well, if you want to fly to space, you're stuck. You can't. But there's a lot of great stuff you can do on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And if you want something good to do, well, you turn to a man for advice, a man named Miles. He's engaged now. This is advice that'll go for miles with your host, Miles Bonsignore.
Signore.
It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Tune it to your radio station. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Everyone get ready, Miles Nation. Miles Nation, go. It's advice that'll go 4 miles. Advice that'll go 4 miles.
What the hell's up, Miles Nation? How's everybody doing tonight?
Woo! Fiance.
I'm your fiance, Miles Bonsignore, and I'm here to give you a little piece of advice that's gonna go for freaking miles. Have you ever wanted to have candy for brekkie?
Isn't that most American breakfast?
Have you ever wanted to have a chunky little cereal that doesn't come from a box?
Oh,
and that's just granola
cereal.
Having energy makes you good at f***ing.
Oh boy, Jesus.
Oh man,
This is an energy bars, is it? He's not going
to
say energy bars.
I kind of thought that he was
Cliff bars into a bowl and pouring it.
I was hoping like he got engaged. He's a new man. Same bullshit. In fact, worse.
You're not going
to double downing on.
Don't advise. Are you going to say energy bars?
And sometimes bacteria can actually be good.
Oh, it's yogurt.
Yogurt.
Yogurt. It's yogurt. He's going to tell us to eat yogurt with berries and granola.
I can't eat yogurt.
With berries in a little yogurt
there
par-
it is. Okay.
Hey!
We did it.
Good work, team.
We got you.
Good detective work.
Figured you out.
That's our New Year's resolution is finding out the advice that'll go for miles before he
we
gets
got you, motherfucker.
Any mileage on it.
Got you.
It's usually pretty easy to figure out, obviously. But I've been having a breakfast that's been making my nights look forward to the morning. I'm talking about Yogi with a little bit of granola and berries on top. Now, I've heard critiques of granola that's not good for you. And I don't know if I agree or not, but I don't love it. So I've been having sort of black, and by the way, I'm going to say this, controversial take, blackberries are the best berry, and strawberries are potatoes. So don't fucking come at me.
What does that mean, that strawberries are potatoes? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
You think that a berry can be big like that? I'm looking at a strawberry, shit's like a fucking pound. That's no berry. Berries are little. Berries are, exactly. If you're cutting your berries, that's no berry. That's a fucking potato of itself.
Isn't a pineapple a berry?
Pineapple's a berry.
Bullshit. Pineapples are also potatoes.
That's the one that I would be like easy to say bullshit to. But strawberries is literally half of the name.
But look at how big that shit is. You can't pop it in your mouth.
You definitely could eat a strawberry in one bite, no problem. I mean, there are like a couple that are too big, you know, typically, but like for the most part, very poppable.
Sometimes it's like, I gotta cut this thing into freaking quarters to get it in my cereal. But I'll say this, I've been having this sort of yogurt thing with a little bit of granola on top. Sarah got me all this fancy granola for Christmas, and boy, does my fiance know the back of my know me like the back of her hand. And,
she knows the back of my hand.
She knows the back of my hand.
Miles, off pod, I'd love some granola, Rex, because I'm a huge granola boy. I just snack on it dry. Like, to me, it's my nighttime snack.
Oh yeah. I've been having a jar of granola next to my desk and just pounding on it, and boy, does it make my shits regular. So, yeah, I have been doing this sort of thing. And it's a good breakfast. Let me know if that's healthy in the comments. I've heard people say that's fine. It's not that healthy. But
there's a lot of sugar, but it's not like that's what's unhealthy about it. You know, there's not like, you know, a lot of fat. I mean, there's probably some fat. But I here's a tip for y'all who like granola out there. Butterfly Bakery of Vermont, which makes Keith's hot sauces, is also a granola, like that's their other biggest thing they make is granola. Got some granola from them when I was up there, and it was probably some of the best granola I've ever had in my life. So look them up if you're looking for some granola. They make some hot granola out there.
That's dope.
Miles,
that's
can dope. I blow your little fiance brain apart?
Blow me, Zach!
Appreciate that. So you and I, we love the granola, the sweet granola, but did you know there's also savory granola? That's right. I have a miso savory granola that's great for like sprinkling over salads. You could put it in, that's kind of basically it. Doesn't really belong many places, but it's good and it's different and it's still granola, but it just changes the game, bro. I got some. I'll show it to you.
That's cool. I like that. I like to do something that's new. I mean, honestly, this is another fucking tip. This is a two-farter that I'm giving right now, but I've been putting granola also on my ice cream, and it makes for a good ice cream topping because it kind of like it encapsulates all the things you want from a topping on ice cream. It's crunchy. It's sweet. Right. Sure. It's been good.
I don't know about that one, because for me, when granola gets cold, it like gets extra crunchy, and I don't think I want that thicker bunch of oats, you know, that's extra crunchy, because it gets way crunchier when it's
colder. About acai bros, bro?
I'm not one of the acai people. I know that y'all love them. Becky likes them. It's just like a big bowl of sugar. And I'm like, why do I want this? Give me some bacon and eggs over here.
You can't listen to what Keith's saying. He's an acai bowl charlatan.
Yeah, how about this? Acai Denier. Bowler hat. But I'll also say this. Zach, what is the benefit of an acai bowl? Because in my mind, a smoothie goes in a glass. And you're just like... Right, like, what's the goal here?
I prefer smoothies, but the joy of an acai bowl, which, by the way, get pitaya, less sugar, still delicious, is just that you get to eat your fruit and your granola. It's more of a textural experience versus the smoothie. I'll blend it up.
Okay, interesting.
It's just a different experience.
I hate the coconut on it.
Ask for no coconut.
I'm just saying, that's probably, if I could pick one worst thing they put on acai bowls, it's the coconut, because the texture is so odd in that moment.
I don't think that coconut's like standard. It's an option.
Every time somebody's had an acai bowl, it's got a fucking shredded coconut on top. I'm like, why do you want? I'm not a coconut hater. I just don't think it works that well in what's going on in the bowl. But that said, I don't really like the bowl. So who am I to judge?
It's funny. You can just be like, I don't like smoothies because of the blackberries they're putting in there.
That's for sure. Let's be honest. You make a good point. Blackberries are not good in smoothies because of the seeds. You get a crunch, crunch, crunch. I don't want to eat my drink. Thanks. Yeah. Even if my drink is made of food.
I do like some texture to my smoothie, but I don't like... We're getting off topic here. Miles, great advice. Yeah. Another perfect episode all around, guys. Bravo. I think we just about covered it all. Oh, I guess one last little thing that we didn't cover is between last time we talked and now, we had a movie. It came out. It was such a treat to join so many of you for the live premiere. It was such a cool thing we did. We had fun. this virtual live premiere event where we were watching the movie for the first time. In, you know, we were in a chat. We were seeing people react in real time. It was just such a special experience for us. It's the closest that we could get to having, you know, over 15,000 of you in a theater with us. You know, it was really special. So thank you to everyone who attended. If you didn't attend that, you can still go watch it. If you don't want to do that, you can watch the movie on iTunes or Amazon. We worked really hard on it, and seeing everyone's reactions over Christmas break was just, it really warmed my heart, and it meant a lot.
And one thing I want to tag onto that is, because I see occasional comments, because everyone is right, California is in a crazy state of COVID right now. A lot, if not all of our November and December and January content was shot in October and September, when we were currently in a dip. Although there was still coronavirus at that time, we were not gathering 30 people in December. I just want to make sure people know that these were very careful. Here we are again on Zoom. But production takes a long time. So we try to, whenever things are safer, we do a lot of shooting, still very safe. Still everybody gets checked. Everybody gets tested. Everybody's quarantining outside of those shoots. But just know that we are trying to do everything we can to safely produce as much content as we can. But right now, we are on Zoom. We're going to have some more stuff coming. That's probably going to be quarantine-style comment in that content in that February area. So be looking forward to it. But we're looking forward to it. We're trying to come up with some fun new ideas to do from home. Things that inspire you to have fun in your home, because you're trapped too. Maybe I'll make a whole miniature golf course around my new house. Maybe an outside one. Who knows?
Should go without saying, but please stay safe out there. Shit's bad. Don't make a rash decision now that you will regret later or put other people in danger. Look out for our interview with Dr. Fauci this weekend, and we'll see you next week. Guys, subscribe and 5 stars and Keith, hit us with the official Trapod theme song.
Well, it's been a long time a-coming, and now everybody is eating up some pudding. Some pudding on your hat, some pudding in your cat. Everybody loves us, we're the Tripod. Miles, Jesus.
Miles, I did not like that Zoom camera action.
It was scary.
That was scary.
This is good focus.
You're listening. Miles zoomed in on himself on his webcam. But you
Why
know what?
Are you always the whole time like this?
That close up is good because it is Miles' special day. Again, congratulations on your engagement. Mm-hmm. Can't wait for your Shondaland wedding.
Woo!
Under a bridge.